In the name of the God of the entire humanity, whose mercy is profound, whose kindness is everlasting. We are discussing in these episodes some of the misunderstandings that are quite common and prevalent amongst the Muslims with regard to how they are going to be dealt with in the hereafter. One very deep and perplexing misunderstanding that many Muslims entertain in their mind is that no matter how badly they perform on the day of judgment, they're going to be rescued from the displeasure and punishment of the Almighty by being given the privilege of shafa, intercession of the Prophet, may Allah's mercy be on him. The understanding is that the Muslims will be privileged compared to all other peoples of the world, wherein the Messenger of God is going to come to the rescue of the sinner Muslims, no matter how big the sin they may have committed, and he will ultimately prevail over the decision of the Almighty and be able to rescue them from the punishment which they would otherwise deserve. The problem with this understanding is that if it's really true, then what one might conclude from the understanding is that the Almighty would deal with people unfairly. He will have different set of principles to apply to different groups of people. This, of course, is something which is not consistent with the attribute of justice and fair play of the Almighty. It is also not consistent with the understanding that we have been given to know in the Quran that the day of judgment is going to be the day of justice. It is going to be the day when nobody but the Almighty's fair play is going to influence the proceedings of the day. Why then is it that the Muslims hold such a misleading view? Well, the simple answer is that apparently there is a mention in the Quran which gives an idea, an indication, that there is going to be some kind of an intercession that would take place in the hereafter. In perhaps the most famous of all verses of the Quran, Ayatul Kursi, the verse that mentions the throne of the Almighty, Al-Kursi, it mentions, "Man zallazi yashfa'u indahu in illa bi'izni." Who is there who can intercede before the Almighty on the Day of Judgment except by His will, except by His own permission? In other words, although the Almighty declares that nobody will be able to intercede before Him for anyone, yet some kind of an intercession would most certainly be there. Of course, when there is a possibility of intercession, then there can always be a possibility that the intercession might actually help certain group of people who would otherwise be undeserving to enter the paradise and be successful in the hereafter. On the other hand, what we find in the Quran is that the Almighty declares most emphatically that on the Day of Judgment, it's going to be an occasion when la yanfa'u shafa'a, no shafa'a, no intercession is going to be accepted. He declares most strongly before the Jews, who used to claim that they are going to be rescued on the Day of Judgment, he mentions, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمَ لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيَّا. Fear the day when no soul shall be allowed to come to the rescue of another soul. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَ. And no intercession is going to be accepted. How then this apparent conflict can be resolved? Well, the answer is that the Quran itself clarifies in some other passages that on the Day of Judgment, nobody is going to be allowed by the Almighty to make any statement, to speak out anything, except by the permission of the Almighty. And whoever is going to speak shall speak the truth and nothing else. He also mentions that it is only He, God, who is going to allow some people to speak on behalf of others. And in certain other passages, the Almighty also clarifies that those people who will benefit from the intercession of others shall also be identified by God Himself. In other words, on the day of judgment, God Almighty is going to himself decide as to who are the people who will benefit from the intercession done by certain other people who again are going to be identified by the Almighty. And the intercession is going to not mention anything except what is true. So, what it seems is that on the day of judgment, there would be some people who would succeed without any doubt because of their good performance in this worldly life. There are others who will fail because of their poor performance in this worldly life. There, it seems, would be still other people who will be as if on the margin. They would be not completely successful, but their performance would be good enough for them to be eligible for the grace, for the mercy of the Almighty. The mercy that the Almighty is going to make available for the such people would be through intercession, request made by certain great people who would be elevated to the level wherein they will speak to the Almighty on behalf of, for the sake of certain people who will be on the margin, and the Almighty is going to accept their request, their intercession. Now, what it essentially means is that on the day of judgment, all people are going to be treated by the Almighty in accordance with the same principle of justice and fair play. Some people would succeed, others would be unsuccessful, and still others would be on the margin. They could be from any group, any nation, any religion. Most certainly, some of them would be from the religion of Islam as well. This intercession is not going to enable a person who is a diehard criminal, incorrigible criminal, who will be rescued to be not punished because of the intercession. This intercession that the Almighty is going to allow shall be available only to those people who would deserve intercession to help them out in their hour of worry and difficulty. In other words, the popular understanding amongst the Muslims that no matter whatever they do, they will be rescued on the day of judgment because of the intercession of the Prophet is something which is incorrect, inconsistent with the Quranic teachings. The Quran clarifies, for instance, that a person who is a murderer will never be able to get the Almighty's mercy. A person who transgresses, violates God Almighty's norms in implementing the law of inheritance would not get God's mercy. And likewise, there are many other criminals who, after having committed their crimes, are not inclined to repent, to seek forgiveness. They will not see God's mercy coming their way. In other words, in this worldly life of trial of ours, we all have to earnestly look for the best possible performance so that we may be able to be successful in the hereafter, to lay all our hopes in the intercession which will take place in the hereafter is something which will not really be a very great idea, would not help us in enabling us to be successful in the hereafter. May the Almighty enable us to understand the proper concept of how accountability would take place in the hereafter, and may He enable us to work and to struggle in the right manner to be successful there.